This is Lori. Can I help you?
Yes, Lori, my name is Roy Mercer, and I got one of y'all's wells on my land down here. And listen, we had a problem last night. We got a banty rooster. It's a kind of a family pet and a source of income for us. It's a tic-tac-toe playing rooster. And he got caught up in y'all's pumping unit out there.
Oh, and, no.
Yeah, it killed him.
Sorry to hear that.
Well, it tore us up pretty bad, too.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Because he's you know, more than just a source of income. He's a member of the family.
Family pet, right.
Yeah, Bobby Fisher, the kids called him because he's such a good tic-tac-toe player.
Yeah.
And I was needing to see if y'all couldn't reimburse me for that because we took him to the fair last year. He's a two-year-old. It took him last year, and we made about $400 on him down there because he'd win about 9 out of 10 times.
Right. Said, where are you located at?
I'm out here about 20 miles north of Ulaga. And I need about $400 is what I was expecting to make out of him.
Okay.
Laura, so I was hoping to come by there and get a check from y'all.
Okay. Can you hold just a moment?
Well, I guess I could.
Okay, I'm not authorized to release that.
But you know how hard it is to teach a rooster to play
tic-tac-toe.
Well, I certainly
do.
We got a whole lot of time and effort into him. You know, and like I said, we raised him from a chick.
Yeah.
Nursed him back to health after my wife shut him in a car door one time.
Oh, no. That poor little rooster. He's been through some trouble then, hadn't he?
Well, he'd had a pretty tough life for a while.
Okay.
He used to sit up there in the front seat with her and pack and change the stations on the radio.
Okay. Well, can I go ahead and take your number?
Well,
yes,
I'm gonna
rather than put you on hold.
I'm gonna be out of pocket. Now, there shouldn't be no problem if I just to come up there and get some money because y'all have had this lease, you know, this well here on gas well on my land for some time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just a moment.
Then wait, are you there? Because I needed to come by there today because I'm coming. In fact, I'm on my way to town right now.
Okay, let me.
I stopped down here at the big McDonald's, the world's largest McDonald's on the turnpike, and I just thought I'd call and let you know I was on the way.
Okay, let
so
me.
I need about $400, or you know, of course, it might be somebody get the ass whooped if it.
I can understand how you must be upset.
Well, y'all ought to put a fence or something around them damn wells out there to keep the livestock and animals and such from coming in there and getting killed in it.
Wow. Is there a way that you can give me an invoice on it, you know, write some type of a bill up?
Well, I don't got no invoice. We done buried him. So I guess I could go dig him up and bring him down there.
Oh, no, I don't want you to bring your chicken.
And
let
a,
me get
it's,
your
he's
phone
a rooster.
Number.
He's a banty rooster. He's a two-year-old Bobby Fisher.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I tell you, now, I'm headed that way, and I expect about $400 when I get there, because we're going to have us, you know, we're on fixed income over here. And we're going to have us some kind of a deal to make some money at the fair. And I understand that there's some lady around town somewhere that got her a gerbil that plays chutes and ladders.
Mm-hmm.
It's Laura Gonzalez, I think. I think that's an advertising in the paper. And I was going to go by there. I think she only wanted $300 for it. You ever seen a gerbil play chutes and ladders?
No.
I ain't neither. I ain't too sure they wasn't lying about it.
Lori?
Uh-huh.
How long you been in town?
How long have I been in town?
Uh-huh.
A while. Like.
Is there some people laughing?
Uh-huh.
I wonder how come.
That's not funny.
Everybody over there thinks it is.
I hate everybody.
Lori? Lori?
Are you okay?
This is not funny. I hate these people.
Lori? Lori? They must love you an awful lot over there.
I hate them. I hate you guys. I hate everyone. Oh, my God. You know what? My dad has chickens, and someone killed his, and his were worth a lot of money, and I thought you were serious.
You bought every word of it, didn't you?
I did. Yes. Did you ever teach one of them to play tic-tac-toe?
No.
Now, Bobby Fisher only won 9 out of 10 times. Now, 10 out of 10, I think, if he plays you.